Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. Come on.
everybody. Good afternoon. I am Mr. Black, known as Joseph the Dreamer. Today is a blessed day. Today is a wonderful day. You should be blessed. You should be blessed about everything, you know. You should be blessed about having your house, your car, your family, your clothes on your back, having a job. Be blessed about everything. Thank God every day, every single day, every single minute. Oh, God is so good. Matter of fact, God is so great. You know, the mighty God, the King of all kings, the only God that you should worship, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, man, well, I should have been on the show since 3 o'clock, but I had a little technical difficulties, you know, from the time zone. I set it up for 3 o'clock, and then they set me up for 5-something, and, you know, it was a little problem. So I'm going to be on the show for only an hour, people. I know, yeah. But, you know, I'll probably be on the show probably tomorrow for, like, you know, probably 3 o'clock again, you know, starting at 3, you know, if I can, of course. But the name of the show today, the name of the topic of the show is staying strong and love yourself and others. Don't just love yourself. You got to love others, too. You can't be selfish now. Okay. So, and don't let anything stop you. Control your mind. Be positive with yourself. So it's basically everything about, you know, loving yourself and living life the right way. You know, but some people don't know how to do that, so they need people to explain, to let them know how to do that. Or just go by according to the word, you know. I mean, there's a lot of ways to keep yourself strong and motivated and having faith in that faith with, you know, having faith in the Lord, believing in the Lord. Listen to the words, what he's saying in the Bible in a chapter, you know. Being strong in the time of the economy, because, you know, we're in a Great Depression right now. But you could overcome everything. Don't let that stress you too much and let that be in your mind too much. You must control your mind also, because there's a lot of things that's going on right now in this world, you know, that could overload your mind and make you crazy. You understand? So, you know, you have to meditate. You have to get this Bible and put it in front of you. Read a couple of chapters a day at least 10 minutes, or at least 15 minutes of your day, and read a couple of chapters in the Bible and pray to your Lord. Pray to him. Give yourself to the Lord, you know. If you're not ready to give yourself to Christ, at least read the chapters in the Bible. Try to get to know him day by day. You know, I tried it. You know what I mean? Even though I was fighting with God, but it took me day by day. It took me probably a few months, you know. Don't let people force you. But God have a plan for you. He has a plan for you. I mean, he has a plan for everybody, not just for one person. He has a plan for everybody out here. So don't think you'll be like, oh, you know, God doesn't love me, or he ain't paying attention to me. Oh, God loves you. He loves you. You're going through trials and tribulations and all that, and, you know, knowing that you probably lost your job, you lost your family, but you're still here, right? So be thankful. Be grateful. Work your way around that. Find ways to you know, keep yourself up, motivated. You know, there's a lot of people have it worse. And those people who have it worse, they should get up and stand up and tell that devil is a liar. Because that devil is a liar. He'll tell you you're a loser. He'll tell you, oh, you ain't going to make it. He's going to tell you, oh, you can't do this or you can't do that. Of course, he's going to whisper in your ears and tell you a whole bunch of crap. Come on, man. Don't let the devil win. It's you know, we in this earth to win, not to lose. So, I mean, everybody that's been listening to my radio station, consider this. Don't just listen. Listen so you could change your life and get a better life for yourself. You know, it's hard out here, but you still got to be strong. You can't be weak. Knowing that the weak will perish and the strong will survive. It said that. He said that. For my Christian people, for my non-Christian people, it goes for everybody. You must keep yourself strong. Have faith in the Lord. Have faith in yourself. Don't put yourself down. Love yourself. Love other people. Help other people. Give a helping hand. Don't do the same thing like you did last year. If it's a new year for you, do something new with your life. Don't look back. There's no point of looking back. If you have negative people around you, cut them loose. Cut them loose and take care of yourself first. I'm not saying don't ever call them, but take care of yourself first. If you're going through a lot of problems, knowing that they're not going to take care of your problems for you. Only God can. The human flesh cannot take care of your problems. God will situate all your problems for you. He'll take care of all your problems for you. You must trying to figure out how and when and see the results with your life. You know, try to see the results with your life by reading the Word, you know. You probably thinking, oh, what do I know or whatever. Who the hell you think you is or whatever. You probably never been through it. Oh, I've been through it. I just don't want to talk about it as much. Well, I might as well talk about it, you know. I mean, it's a testimony. It's between me and you. I mean, you know, you are the listeners, so why not tell you? I mean, I've been through it all. You know, doing this music industry, you know, as a rap artist, you know, serving in the street, you know, serving and pimping or whatever and hanging with the wrong crowds and almost thinking about committing suicide and all this crap, you know what I mean? Dropped out of school. You know, I mean, I made the wrong decisions. I went through a lot of things, you know, bad relationships, good relationships, bad relationships, same old things. And then it's like, you know what? God just came out of nowhere and talked to me. It's like, you know what? You have to stop right here. It's either you listen now or you don't listen. And I won't look at you ever again. I won't even touch you ever again. I won't even try to worry about you. So it's either you listen now or you don't listen. And that's how my father was talking to me. He was telling me straight up. And I felt that last year. Like, he was telling me, yo, I gave you a lot of chances. I gave you plenty of chances. And you blew all of it. I still love you, but the time is now. You have to make a decision. That's what he's been telling me. So now it's like everything got situated for me. I put everything in order, stopped smoking, you know, and you know, I'm not saying I stopped drinking, but I slowed down from that. So I'm saying, got my radio station up and running, you know, my company is going the way it's supposed to go. I'm not looking back, you know, and I'm doing my best to keep a smile on my face. Even though there's a lot of pain, you know, and suffering around me and people going through a lot of problems, but I do my best to keep myself up and keep a smile on my face. That's the best way to keep strong. You have to keep faith. Keep faith in yourself. Keep faith in what you do. Always love your brothers. Always love your sisters. I'm going to the next track. Kirk Franklin. You know, I play Kirk Franklin all day, every day. Awesome God. I know you love that song. Let me go ahead and play that right quick.
Respect, respect in every aspect and special gifts of the man, and God bless anything tested, known as Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I only must have been on the crew. Remember, so the end of known for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the ear for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. But, yeah. This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless us all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear you go.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Cause I know I don't deserve save my soul. But I was just a sinner left in the cold. Give me a second chance. Save me from myself. Came to my rescue when I needed help.
Attempt to acknowledge how incredible you are. We become speechless at the thought of your name. Whoa.
There's a name so powerful, words can't describe. When spoken, demons tremble, and all creation must bow down. Yeah.
heart, Father. Not just a piece, Father. All of me. All of me, Father. Yes. My spirit, my family. My time and my money. And my gifts and my talents. It's yours. You deserve it. It's yours. We recognize you. What a name. And first and last name. The only name.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
Thank you.
Wait. They gon' wanna hit the horn.
That was Kurt Franklin, Pride of Day. And, you know, I would like to, you know, make like a little bit of commercials right quick. I want to give a shout out to my big sister. You know, she got a book called Men Are Not the Problem. Go ahead and check it out. MenAreNotTheProblem.com. That's MenAreNotTheProblem.com. It's a really good book. Go ahead and check it out. Also, there's City of Angels Studio. It's a private studio. They charge you $30 an hour, you know, plus mixing. You want to do a little package deal, anything like that, production, just go ahead and call 786-262-7340, 786-262-7340. Also, I'm looking for producers to shop right now for placements for major companies out there, like, you know, TV, radio, commercials, anything like that, you know. For artists, you know, placements and stuff like that. So just give me a call, 786-262-7340. That's 786-262-7340.
The following program is being paid for by Creflo Dollar Ministries.
I'm a world changer.
Let's join Dr. Creflo Dollar for today's message.
Let's read verse 4, 1 John chapter 5, and verse 4 out loud together. Ready? Read. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The Amplified says, for whatever is born of God is victorious over the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. So things that operate in the world can be conquered. Lack can be conquered. Sickness can be conquered. Unemployment can be conquered. The Bible says what conquers it is your faith. Your faith that grows out of the Word of God has the power of bringing the world to its knees. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Four times, Habakkuk 2:4. The just shall live by faith. Romans 1, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 10, the just shall live by faith. Galatians chapter 3, the just shall live by faith. And so it is vital that we understand how to live it, how to live this life of faith. Now, the victory, according to this scripture, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So what we've got to look at is the arena, the battleground for faith. The place where you're going to win it or you're going to lose it is in the arena of your mind. You will win or you will lose based on what you allow to take place and who you allow to win in the arena of your mind. Your mind is where it's going to take place. Now, I began to think about this the other day. Take a man who has spent 30 years being educated with the wrong information. Well, all he is an intellectual fool. because he's got the wrong, he's been informed wrong. And yet we're living in a society where we exalt the intellectual, but you never pause to ask the question, well, what was it that he learned? What is it that he calls his expertise? And as a result of it, you can be intelligent, but you can be intelligent off the wrong thing. Well, now you can go and you can get so many D's behind your name until you can whistle Dixie. D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D. And you still going to have it wrong. You're still going to have it wrong. So you have to be extremely cautious of who you decide to listen to, because you're going to win it or lose it in the arena of your mind. I don't want to talk to an algebra expert and he doesn't understand how to live life. He ain't gonna help me none. I mean, I appreciate what he's learned, but now I want to make sure I get in the Word and understand the Word. And you need to understand what it's like when an intellectual tries to lecture on the Word of what, you know, something that he doesn't know anything about. He's only going to base his foundation from the wrong information he got. So no matter what he sees in the Scripture, he's going to base it off that wrong intellect that he's developed. Now I want you to listen to this. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Now, I'm not down in education, except listen, you need to be educated in the right things. You need to be educated in the right things. The world's education will prepare you to be successful in the world. That's not going to be enough to be successful and to be great. You're going to have to be educated in the book of life and in the word of life. I know a whole lot of people who've gone to school and got, you know, bachelor's and master's degrees and still can't figure life out. Life is as big a mess after they graduated than before they did. You see, wisdom is what shines light on knowledge. You can have a whole lot of knowledge and not know what to do with it. But when the wisdom of God gives light over that thing, then all of a sudden it assimilates it in a place where it begins to work like it's supposed to work. Now look at this in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Let's read verse 11 out loud together. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Ready? Read. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lusts, which war. Abstain. Stay away from the evil desires and passion of the flesh, your lower nature. Why? Because it will wage war against what? The soul. All right, now listen to this. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your soul is made up of your thinker, your feeler, and your chooser. Now let's understand the anatomy of man. Man is a spirit being. He doesn't have a spirit. He is one. Man is a spirit being. He possesses a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and he lives in a physical body. When a man dies, it is no different than when I go take this suit off. As long as I have this suit on, it has life because I'm in it. When I take it off, it's just going to hang somewhere or it's gonna lay somewhere. But you understand what I'm saying? It's important that you understand that you are spirit beings. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. Now, in times past, we've used the word soul and spirit interchangeably as if they were the same. They are not. You are a spirit being. You have a soul, and you live in a physical body. Now, that soul, that mind, the will, the emotions, according to this scripture, he says, do not participate in fleshly lust, because in doing so, you will wage a war against your soul. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you got enough to deal with by just fighting the devil. You don't need to be going up and creating new wars. Now, let's look at this word flesh. The flesh, of course, birds have flesh and animals have flesh and the flesh of man, But we want to get down to the very nitty-gritty of what the word talks about when he uses this word flesh. You know, the physical body only does what it's told to do. There is your mind now and your mindset that has to give instructions to this physical body for it to do what it does. So a lot of things you can't blame on the earth suit. You have to get to the very root of how it operates, and that's your mind. So I submit to you that the flesh is a mindset that opposes the Word of God. The flesh is a mindset that is in opposition to the Word of God. To operate in the flesh is to operate in a way where you're in opposition to God's Word. That's the flesh. Now you think about what you call the flesh. Somebody cussing somebody out, you say that's the flesh. Well, why is that the flesh? Because they have done something that opposes what the Word says to do. Okay? So operating in the flesh is ultimately a mindset that is in opposition to the Word of God, and you operate in that mindset, which means you get involved, your physical body gets involved, your life gets involved because of your mindset. Now, so likewise, the Spirit. Remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, these words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So how would we define spirit? What does it mean to walk in the spirit? We know to walk in the flesh means that you have a mindset. You're walking in a mindset that opposes the word. Well, what does it mean to walk in the spirit? Well, the spirit is a mindset as well. To walk in the spirit is a mindset. It is a mindset in agreement with the Word of God. A mindset in agreement with the Word of God. Well, when you're walking in a mindset that lines up with God's Word, then you are walking in the Spirit. And the greatest walk in the Spirit is the walk of love. But you have to have a mindset on love in order to begin to live that way and conduct yourself that way. That's called walking in the Spirit. Now, I need to define these two for you, because as we get into this series, you're going to need to know the bottom line, the root definition of what it means to walk in the flesh or to be fleshy. Now, he says, stay away from fleshy, watch this, lust. Now, let's deal with lust for a moment. When most people hear the word lust, they immediately think that it is making or having something to do, making reference to sex. All right, now that's one part of it. You can lust for power. You can lust for position. There are lots of other things you can lust for. To lust means you have an intense appetite to achieve the contradictions to God's word. So whatever contradicts God's word, you have an appetite to achieve it. A lust, a strong appetite to achieve something that's in opposition to the Word of God. That's why I thought it was so great that they use these two words together when they translate it, fleshly lust. It describes exactly what lust is. Lust is an intense appetite going in opposition to the Word of God. It's an intense appetite to have something that the Word doesn't want you to have. Now, here's what he says. When you allow your mind to be set in opposition to God's word, and that thing becomes an intense appetite, you have created a war in your mind. There's a battle now that you created because you decided to pick up something that the word was, you know, saying don't do, and you picked it up anyway, and, you know, you did it once or twice, and now all of a sudden you had an appetite for it, and then, you know, one more time became one more time as you kept promising yourself one more time, but that became one more time. And you said, I mean it this time, but that became three more times. And now you got into no restraints. That's called lasciviousness. And you couldn't find the brakes. And you wanted to stop, but you couldn't stop. And now there's this whole war going on. There's a war in your mind going on. I'm not going to look at pornography. I'm not going to look at pornography. I'm not going to look at pornography. And every time you find yourself in there looking at pornography, I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to cuss. I'm going to start acting right. I'm gonna... See, you did something to create the war in your mind. And he just told you what happens. Abstain from fleshly lust. Because if you don't, it will wage a war in your soul. Not only will your mind be impacted, but now your emotions will begin to be impacted. All of a sudden, your will is now under attack. You're finding yourself doing things that you don't want to do, but you do. You're in the same dilemma Paul was in Romans chapter 7. The thing I don't want to do, that's what I find myself doing. All of that is created when we violate what he just said concerning abstain from fleshly lust, for they do war against the soul. Now, I said all that to say this. Your mind is the battleground. It is going to be the place to determine where your life is going to end up. Your life just doesn't end up at a certain place. Your life ends up where it ends up. You are going in the direction you're going in because your mind is set that way. It's like when you set the cruise control on 55. It's set there, and it's going to stay there. It's going to take you to the place where it's being directed. So likewise, ladies and gentlemen, it is so important that you answer the question, and this is all I want to accomplish this morning. It is so important that you answer this question, who or what is setting your mind? Who or what is setting your mind? Oh, my goodness. See, you're going to have to evaluate, what am I watching? What am I hearing? What am I hanging around? And are those things lining up with God's word, or are those things in opposition to God's word? See, here's the harsh reality. I can preach this sermon for the next 2 months, but if you fail to evaluate what you're being exposed to, then your mindset won't change. Because when you're in the booth in the back in the corner in the dark at home where nobody can see you, only you know how your mind got set that way. Why do you think the way you think? Where'd you get that attitude from? How'd you become so convinced on the wrong thing? Where'd you hear it from? Was it Mama Nim? Was it Grandmama Nim? Was it Great-Grandmama Nim when Pookie used to come over drunk? Well, you had to get it from somewhere. You know, I apologize, but you're just not that original. It showed up somewhere. It's being maintained somehow. A bad attitude is something that can be extremely catchy. You can hang around folks and bring them home with you. And folks trying to figure out, who is this person you brought in my house? You can have dead relatives that have spent years imparting into your mindset. And even though they're dead, they're still alive in your mindset. The question this morning, who or what is setting your mind? Because your mindset will determine your life set. Where you go in life, how far you go in life, and what happens is life is going to be based solely on how your mind is set. This is the most important series of sermons I'll ever preach to you. Yes, amen. See, because if you correct this, it's corrected. If you correct what I'm talking about here, your life is corrected. All right, now watch this. Let's go a little further here. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. Don't start nothing that's going to create a war. Don't try nothing that's going to create a war. Okay? So if you hadn't looked at porno on the web, don't start. Huh? If you hadn't been to a strip joint, don't start. If you ain't cussed nobody out, don't do it like you used to. In other words, why create an extra battle? Why create it? Why create an extra battle? Why do it? Why create this extra battle? How many of you know you can't conquer those things on the outside of you until you first of all conquer those things right in front of you? And you got to conquer your mindset before you're talking about, I'm going to defeat the devil. I'm going to defeat the devil. Now, you got to conquer that mindset that keeps craving for that cookie every time you land in New York on Saturday. You got to stop that mindset that want that oatmeal cookie with the raisins in it made with.
That was Creflo Dollar. You know, I had to play that once again, you know, make sure everybody catch up to that, listening to the message and got anything on that message. Please, you know, please make sure you understand the message and you follow the message, please. Well, peoples, I'm going to hang up because, you know, there's a lot that's going on for me. You know, please pray in the grace of God. Please pay attention when God is talking to you. And let God be with you. I'll be back on 3 o'clock, 3 p.m., all right? So, one love to everybody. God bless.